Football is back, and so is winning season at MyBookie. NFL, college football, and a brand new cash-out system give you options on how to bet and to win all season long. First two legs of your parlay hit? Great. Get out while the getting is good. Cash out and use the funds on another bet, or let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Use early cash outs as a tool to stay in control of the action at MyBookie. To get started, go to MyBookie.ag now and register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. Just use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. And for a limited time, a free chip to use in the MyBookie casino. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is the ZabeCast, from the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go. Tuesday, September 10, 2024. Thank you for downloading. It is a solo cast with yours truly today, and I am so glad, but also so regretting putting off this podcast until, well, late on a Monday night after traveling from Milwaukee back to Virginia and kind of procrastinating. I said, boy, wouldn't it be nice if I just got the podcast done before I left Milwaukee and then sat down and watched the game tonight? Well, something in my mind said, nah, you got to wait because something could happen, in which I will deliver to you guys and gals a podcast that is woefully lacking some of the best stories of the day. And boy, oh boy, it has been absolutely pouring rain when it comes to content and stories and Easter eggs and a bunch of other stuff that happened today. So let's get right to it. First of all, the Jets are getting run out of the building here in the third quarter against San Fran, although, ooh, touchdown. All right, 26-7. Rodgers just threw his second touchdown of the night. Alan Lazard with the touchdown catch. He had zero catches on two targets, despite leading the team in snaps at that point in the game. Rodgers has looked good at times, but the Jets are overmatched. The Niners are a unit. And this is without Christian McCaffrey, who was a surprise late scratch. Absolutely sending fantasy owners and especially guillotine league owners who have to win this week scrambling because of the fact that you got to win week one. You can't just wait for, well, eventually McCaffrey's going to be worth it. McCaffrey was the 1/1 in most fantasy leagues. False start on the, offsides on the Niners on that touchdown pass, so it counts. And now they're going for two, down 13. Breece Hall up the middle, and he might have gotten in. Any accounts or descriptions of this game that appear in this podcast without the express written consent of the NFL is strictly prohibited. He did not get in. 26-13, minute and change to go in the fourth quarter. But I digress. Jordan Mason, this kid for San Francisco who got the start tonight, is tearing it up, and he is going to be well sought after in fantasy leagues left and right. Jordan Mason, who is, let me get the scoop on him, Georgia Tech, and he is in his third season. Jordan Mason, right now going off. 21 carries, 109 yards, and a touchdown, an average of 5.2 per carry against the Niners. Here's the thing about Rodgers. 1 year later, he comes back and he returns with a clinical drive for a touchdown, and you see him on the sideline, joy on his face, unmistakable. You don't have to like Rodgers himself, per se, or what he represents, or the way he thinks, or the stuff he does. But to me, the ability of sports to deliver what I call the long road back narrative in real life is absolutely inspiring. It's why we watch sports. The stuff athletes do in recovery from injuries that we don't see, we might see a snippet here or there, but the hours and hours and hours and discipline required and the sacrifice to get their bodies back ready to play is incredible. And so I always have respect for that. And when I saw that first drive and the smile on Rodgers' face on the sideline, I said, you know what? Fucking sports, man. That is something else. Of course, not everybody is all happy about it. Remember that bar in Milwaukee that had an offer last year? Come drink at our bar. And if the Jets lose, your bill is picked up, your drinking bill. Now, there are limitations, restrictions, and some caveats apply. But still, the bar is called Jack's American Pub on Milwaukee's east side. And they're back again with the offer. Come drink on, I guess, Monday night or Thursday night games involving Rodgers and the Jets. And if they lose, everyone drinks free. I put that in quotes for the night. Please check with your server for restrictions, limitations, and other caveats that may apply. There's a new Netflix coming out, Enigma, starring, that's right, Aaron Rodgers. My first thought was, okay, dude, it looks well done. It's going to be interesting. Shows him flexing, shirtless, sweaty, unshaven in the Amazonian rainforest. No doubt after, you know, huffing some ayahuasca of some sort or whatever. But it's like if you keep doing all this media, McAfee, a documentary, which we know is really not a documentary. These Netflix, quote, documentaries are just well-produced, really good-looking, but subject-approved and controlled. What's the word I'm looking for? Not documentary. Documentaries inevitably have things in them that make the subject of it squirm and feel like, I don't know if I would have put that in there. I guess they're called hagiographies. Let me look that up right here. Hagiography. Hagiography. The writing of the lives of saints, or a biography that idealizes the subject. Anyhow, it's coming out December 17th. I'll watch it. And when I say, quote, I'll watch it, it really means I want to watch it. I plan to watch it. But don't quote me on when I might actually get around to it. I've got so much stuff that I've got to get to. And now we're into the busy season of sports. So I don't know if I'm ever going to truly get around to a lot of these, but I will put it on my list. Now to the Tyreek situation. Tyreek down there somewhere. Tyreek face down on the pavement. Turns out Tyreek was indeed the asshole. Were the cops wrong? Well, you can debate that as well. Here's the audio of the footage. I'll try to narrate it. Body cam footage of the arrest. This is a motorcycle arrest. Tyreek is driving a McLaren 720S supercar, and it looks sweet as hell. Officer walks up to the windshield, or to the window, heavily tinted, which, you know, the tinting in Florida is far more liberal than most states, duh, because of the days of sun and whatnot, but I'm not sure if that's legal tinting. It's very dark. You cannot see in. And the officer knocks on the window because the subject who has been pulled over has not rolled the window down. Do we need to have the talk, kids? Let Uncle Stevie have the talk. You get pulled over. You roll your window down. The car is off. You have your hands on the steering wheel where the officer can see them. You respond respectfully to the officer, and whatever you've done, if it's just a traffic violation, it's going to be wrapped up in a matter of 15 minutes if the officer is, you know, able to do what he has to do. I've been pulled over for speeding. That's what's happened every time. I got pulled over, little sidebar rant. I got pulled over once, no lie, in front of my house in suburbia, in Sterling, Virginia, tracked home suburbia. I got pulled over because it was an early Sunday morning, and I kind of rolled through a left turn at a street corner in the neighborhood. I mean, we're talking houses and cul-de-sacs, and I somehow did not see the officer lurking across the street, and he got me. And as I sat there thinking, I can't believe I'm getting a ticket almost truly exactly in front of my house. I was two doors down. I, of course, rolled the window down, had my hands on the steering wheel, and I look in the side view mirror and I see this cop come up to my car with his hand on his service pistol. Now, this may be something that is part of their training, but I thought, what the fuck? I can't even believe I'm being pulled over right now for a rolling stop sign left turn. But why does this cop think that I am gonna... And the answer is either it's part of their training or the guy was nervous. Might not have been the best cop. Who knows? I'm not saying I know what it's like to be pulled over for DWB. Okay, I'm not saying that. I'm just sharing a life experience. Anyhow, Tyreek pulled over. We don't know how fast he was going. That's not in the police report as of now, or the police report itself. The full report is not out. The police union in Florida has issued a statement backing their guy, saying it's, you know, I didn't read the whole thing, but they pretty much backed their officers. And here's the body cam footage, which I don't think looks good for Tyreek at all, but you will draw your own conclusions.
Hey, don't knock on my window like that, yeah.
All right. The first thing Tyreek says after not rolling down his heavily tinted window you cannot see through, and the officer doing that, which is standard operating procedure if you don't roll your window down and you can't see in the window. Hey, man, don't knock on my window like that. So he's starting in already. Okay, so that's the start of the exchange right there. Don't knock on my window like that. He says it four or five times.
Why don't you have your seatbelt on?
Don't knock on my window like that, though.
Like what?
Don't knock on my window like
that. Why you have it up?
Don't knock on my window like that.
Why you have it up? I have to knock to let you know I'm here.
Why did you have it up? I have to knock to let you hear. Perfectly reasonable.
I can lower it and talk to
you. Just get my ticket, bro, so I can go. I'm gonna be late, gang. Do what you gotta do.
Keep it down.
Do what you gotta do, he says. He then rolls the window up.
Hey.
He knocks on the window again. Roll the window down. There's backup officers with this guy now.
Hey, keep your window down. Keep your window down. I'm going to get you out of the car.
At this point, he's like, look, keep your window down or I'm going to get you out of the car.
As a matter of fact, get out of the car. Get out of the car.
Give me that. We'll break that freaking window.
Get out of the car. Get out of the car right now. We're not playing this game. Get out.
We're not playing this game.
Get out. Damn. What part of God are you in this car? Hey, Drew, I'm getting arrested, dude.
And at that point, he's on the ground. There's three officers on him. He's on the phone with his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, he of the Next Question fame. And we're going to hear more about this, whether you like it or not, in the coming days. He ends up getting handcuffed, sat on the curb. Calais Campbell, his teammate, rolls up, sees his teammate in a situation, tries to come up, tries to help the situation. The officers, also very agitated at this point, say, get in the car, keep it moving, don't come here. They say it to Campbell at least three or four times. He's then handcuffed and detained briefly, but not charged, and then let go. Tyreek himself was issued a citation for so-called careless driving, was detained, and then let go. So what's the big deal? What's the big deal? The officers did not de-escalate the situation. Listen, the way I see it, and it's just my opinion, these officers deal with so much bullshit from bad, scumbag people all the time that when you start in with the, I'm not rolling my window down, don't knock on it like that, hurry up and give me my ticket, and that bullshit, they're not going to play around. They're not going to worry about de-escalating. They're going to say, the bullshit ends now. So get out of the car. And if you don't, we're going to drag you out of the car. Did they tase him? No. Did they shoot him? No. Did they go to town on his knees with batons? No. And you might be saying, well, they shouldn't do all that. This was bad enough. Was it that bad? What was so bad about it? He mouthed off. He found out. Fafo. Fuck around and found out. That's how I see it. Others want to play armchair police officer. Well, they didn't have to say it that way. Well, they didn't have to be hard asses about it. Well, they should have run his license plate and known who it was to begin with. Who the fuck cares who it is? If he was doing 100 and some odd miles an hour in a 35, 25, 45, whatever, even a 55, 100 anywhere is too fucking fast, then guess what? You're going to get a ticket. And if you be an asshole like he was, you're probably going to get dragged out of the car. But it's not like they jumped on his knee or anything. They did. They put an end to Tyreek Hill's dumb fucking games. And I can't believe we're talking about a guy who shouldn't be in the NFL. It's only because he's as good as he is. You're talking about a guy, the baby mama king of the NFL. A guy who is on audio tape telling his terrified and physically abused baby mama, you should be scared of me too. This, in my opinion, is not the hill to die on. And no, I did not mean to make it a pun, Tyreek Hill. Call Drew, he said. Okay, now, well, your mouth ran you into a situation, didn't it? This is going, I've already, just from reading the comments, half the people, it seems like, are clearly on my side, which is, hey, Fafo, maybe learn your lesson on this one. The other half are saying, this is outrageous, lawsuit, and people running wild with it. Politicians making it political. Anyway, at the press conference for Mike McDaniel, he pretty much was choked up saying, I don't know how to feel because, you know, I just don't know what it feels like to be in his shoes. To which somebody commented, yeah, you don't know what it feels like, probably because you never mouthed off to a bunch of cops in a supercar and got handcuffed by running your mouth. But sure, let's make it a racial thing, which you know it is going to be. Speaking of assholes, I don't know what this Michigan dad is thinking, but he earns douchebag of the year for a scene that was caught on video after Texas came into the big house and whooped Michigan's ass. His kid is on the field, this dad, this fan, I don't think he was a coach. He's clearly wearing a Wolverines sweatshirt. And his son wants a picture with Texas quarterback Quinn Ewers. The quarterback of the Texas, of the Longhorns, does not need to pose with a kid who's wearing, I think, Michigan blue, although it doesn't quite look like he's wearing Michigan blue. It might be his own, you know, high school colors. Little kid, 12-year-old kid, 10, 11, 13, 14-year-old kid at most. Dad takes a photo. Ewers puts the Hook'em Horns sign up, which I would assume is a standard operating procedure move for all Texas Longhorn players when taking photos, horns up. And the dad, unbelievably, tells his kid while posing, hold on, son, get your horns out, and then he does the horns down. Douchebag dad. The kid, I'm looking at the video now, the kid was kind of hiding his horns down to the last minute because when the photo's about to be taken, even though the dad has to give him the signal, hey, horns down, the kid already has the horns down in his pocket. I mean, fuck off all the way. Seriously. Ewers did not really do anything afterwards other than just go, hey, come on, boo, man. But honestly, what are you teaching your kid if that's how you're going to be as a dad? Quick break. When we come back, Rate My Room, Sunday football edition. No luck needed. And 6 minutes for a six-pack abs. You are listening to the Zabecast. Hiring with Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Football is back, and so is winning season at MyBookie. NFL, college football, and a brand new cash-out system give you options on how to bet and to win all season long. First two legs of your parlay hit? Great. Get out while the getting is good. Cash out and use the funds on another bet, or let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Use early cash outs as a tool to stay in control of the action at MyBookie. To get started, go to MyBookie.ag now and register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. Just use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. And for a limited time, a free chip to use in the MyBookie casino. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie. We're back. Thanks for being with me. And as always, if you want to avoid these commercials, just subscribe. For a mere $5 a month, you get commercial-free Monday through Thursday, plus the Friday edition with You Are Looking Live with me, Scott, and Solly. It was an absolute ripper last week. And of course, these podcasts do drop the night before, so you get them even earlier. All these benefits for a mere $5 a month. And if you want to buy a year at a time, then you get 12 months for the price of 11. What a bargain. All right, enough of my pitch work there. Niners just scored a touchdown, extra point, or is it a field goal? 29-13. Field goal, another field goal for the Niners, 29-13. Your score right now, 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. All right. So, rate my room. Do you remember during the pandemic when everybody was working from home? And many people still are. And many broadcasters were broadcasting from home, and many still are. It became a thing to try to get the best-looking backdrop for your Zoom call or a Skype call. And there was a website, maybe still is, called ratemyroom.com. Let's see if it is still up. I'm going to go right here, ratemyroom.com. Oh, it redirects to hoax.com. All right. Rate my room. Just going to go to that on Google. Room Raider. Interesting. There's a TikTok rate my room. Either way, some television professionals and some set professionals were, I guess, critiquing people's setups. Like, you need this for lighting. You need that. You should have this plant here. Don't have it too busy. Camera angle needs to be over here. I might have to start a football version of Rate My Room because people keep sending me, and I love you people. What you talking about, you people? People keep sending me pictures of their man cave with their multi-TV setup saying, how's this, Zabe? What do you think, Zabe? You like this one here, Zabe? And it takes everything in me not to roast some of you people. There was one guy who sent me a picture of two TVs, one TV mounted on the wall in the corner of his room, and then another TV that I said, is that thing mounted on the carpeting? Because it was a TV on the floor, but it was blocking his fireplace. And of course, he was running twin quad boxes of YouTube TV and the Sunday Ticket, which is a great addition now that you can choose your own quad box and pop around. It is glorious. You really don't need a three TV room like the legendary and original 5-hour Energy Dome built 2008, talked about on my national show. People thought, oh my God, you're crazy. You're a madman. How did your wife let you do that? Opulence, I has it. Of course, it was considered this luxury. TVs are so cheap now. It's unbelievable. And with streaming and YouTube TV, you can carve it up four ways and see lots of games at a time. But if you're going to show me your room and you really want my opinion, I will dig in and go, ooh, I like that, or you should probably clean up those kids' toys that are cluttering things over there. Or I don't prefer the mismatched sizes. I'm very much a center, matchy-match type of visual person. That's what I want to see in my rooms. Doesn't mean I'm right. It just is what I prefer. So if you want me to do Rate Your Room Sunday Football Edition, I will do it. But don't be mad at me if I get to roasting you just a bit. Of course, I would always say, well, you got to hide the wires. Oh, I've been meaning to bury those in the wall, but I haven't had time. Wrong answer. Find the time, make the time. I don't have the tools to do it, to be able to drill through the drywall and drill through the studs and then patch the drywall. I'm like, well, then pay somebody. Yeah, it'd be kind of okay, well, then you don't really care. You're going to sit there and look at wires. Nothing looks good with the wires coming out. Now, as long as you can hide the power source, if that's behind the TV, you get some of these Roku TVs that have the Roku built in. Somebody was asking for recommendations on a new TV, and I said, because he's streaming. It's my former neighbor, as a matter of fact. Shout out, Elwin Murray, the fourth, one of the two. He's like, I'm buying some new TVs. We're streaming at our new house in North Carolina. I need a recommendation. I said, get a Roku TV. He's like, oh, I got Roku. I go, no. Get the TV that's Roku branded. It's got the Roku in it, and it doesn't need anything. It's just got the remote as well. Now, there's tons of smart TVs, but I think Roku's interface and their remote is the best designed remote out there. And so that's what I recommended. I have one of those in the golf simulator room. It's a massive 60-incher that I think was under $400. Absurd from what they once were. 6 minutes for six-pack abs? Why, Zabe, that sounds too good to be true. It kind of is. Sort of. You no longer need to do a million crunches, says the New York Post, or get an ab tattoo to score cheese grater abs. Soggy-stomached U.S. men are increasingly turning to a novel plastic surgery operation to help them develop six-pack abs, sans having to do a single sit-up. What they do is this ab etching takes fat away from just a six-pack of lines and even relocates some of that fat into other areas of your midsection to create a fake, high-definition, six-pack set of abs. I'm dubious about A, how it would look, B, how long it would last, or C, whether or not that's going to actually get you any chicks. Anyone who's seen the great comedy classic movie Step Brothers knows the scene where the brother-in-law comes up, shows his abs. They're all glistening with oil as he's climbing up into the treehouse with Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly. He's like, "You see these? I haven't had a carbohydrate in 6 years," or something like that. I know I got the quote wrong. Please don't send me emails saying you get this. Here's the line, actually. There are Ginsu stats, and then there are since-then stats that drive me crazy. You know about my since-then stat hang-up, which is, if you're going to tell me this is the first time since, something has happened, and then hit me with a stat, that time period better be 10 years, minimum. If it ain't a 10-year since stat, the first one since, I don't fucking care. And now people, stat people, television people, research people, whoever's putting this shit out there, they're doing sin stats that are sometimes less than 2 years old. It's embarrassing. But even worse, maybe, than the since stat, that is not 10 years at least, is what I call the Ginsu stat. I call the Ginsu stat, for those of a certain age, remember the Ginsu knife, the legendary infomercial knife that was so sharp you could cut all kinds of things. You could both cut a beer can in half and then, without even sharpening it, turn right to a tomato and slice the thinnest, most perfect slice. If you take statistics and you slice the parameters thin enough with a Ginsu statistical knife, yes, you can come up with some things that might sort of sound impressive. For example, Raiders PR, blue check mark, sent out the most PR-like tweet after the Raiders got handled in their season opener against the Chargers. Here's their Ginsu stat. Quarterback Gardner Minshew and his 75.8% completion percentage today ranks sixth in NFL history. Hey, how about that? Since 1950 by a QB in their debut with any team, minimum of 30 attempts. He was 25 of 33 for almost 76%. He did not throw for a lot of yards. They didn't win the game. And it's only the sixth best in NFL history. And that's counting just quarterbacks with their new team in a debut. Just stop it. Please, people, put the Ginsu knife down. Now to a stat you will not believe. You might have already heard it so far. I had to check it three times because I said, that cannot be real. It's real. In the Giants' loss on Sunday, Daniel Jones didn't throw a touchdown pass, but did throw a pick six. Pick six, one of the worst plays in football. Probably second only to the crumble or the kick return fumble or the pruntle, the punt return fumble. You get the ball back. Oh, we got the ball back. Nope, we're going to give it right back to you on a either kick return fumble or a punt return fumble. The pick six is really, really bad. Well, he threw a pick six, Daniel Jones did. And it's becoming a thing. The stat is this. Since signing his four-year $160 million contract with the Giants during the 2023 offseason, Daniel Jones has only won one game as a starting QB. He did miss a chunk of the season last year after his knee blew out, but still, he has thrown only two touchdown passes in that span, but he has thrown three pick sixes. Wait, what? So since the ink dried on the deal, he has more pick sixes than touchdown passes. And it's been 2 years. Are you kidding me? Well, yeah, it would be 2 years. 2023 offseason leading to 2023 regular season. It's incredible. And the only saving grace for the Giants is they don't have much time nor money left on paying him. Although I think they're only 1 year into this extension. It's a lot less than Deshaun Watson, who got more bad news today as another lawsuit has been filed against him. This a civil suit that is pretty salacious, the claims being made in the lawsuit by this woman who has remained anonymous, that describes a very elaborate sexual assault that occurred while Deshaun came over to go out on a date, presumably, with this woman, and she was late getting ready, and said that while she was finishing up getting ready, chatting with him through an open door to the bathroom, he got naked, laid down on the bed. Next thing you know, a bunch of other stuff was happening. The statute of limitations on claiming this stuff is typically 2 years, but I guess in the state that this was filed in, or because of certain factors on the claims, it's a five-year statute, and she's getting it in just under the wire. Also, the same guy, the same attorney, Tony Busby, who represented a bunch of the other women, is the attorney on this one. And look, everything I read in it could be true. Half of it could be true. The other half is just very elaborate fluff and lies. The whole thing could be nakedly and brazenly untrue. I don't know. But I know this. Any excuse the Browns could use to get out of his contract, they will take. The film cut-ups on Monday have started coming out on just how bad Deshaun Watson was against the Cowboys, and it is legendary how bad he was. So inaccurate. I mean, just chucking balls all over the place. It is going to be a long and ugly season in Cleveland for Deshaun Watson as long as he lasts. And that's if the NFL doesn't come in and take these allegations in this civil suit seriously and park his ass. Even if they don't, I don't see how he makes it to the end of the season. Fun times in Cleveland today, as the saying goes. Let's end on this. Remember the guy that got banned by Dion for covering the team because he's just too negative? Sean Keeler is his name, K-E-E-L-E-R. And he writes for, is it denversports.com? Let me find out exactly where. I thought I cut and paste this. All this preparation to give you guys a smooth podcast, and I'm still stumbling here at times. Denver Post, Sean Keeler. I had to look him up because after the debacle in Nebraska, I'm like, oh, I want to read his shit. Sean Keeler is a beautiful writer. I mean, a very witty, great columnist. He reminds me of when we used to have great columnists and, well, we had the attention spans to, you know, read columns. Here's another 42-yarder on the way, and it is good. Niners 32, Jets 13. Anyway, Sean Keeler writes beautifully. Here's what he wrote after the debacle in Lincoln, Nebraska. Ready? You don't bring a 30-carat diamond watch to a sword fight. A Maybach can't block. An NIL deal won't chip an angry defensive end. You can't microwave what has to be baked slowly. It's great stuff. That's his lead. He goes on to say the Buffs were built for this moment. a foundation made of glitter, sand, and promises, broken like so many hearts. Nebraska punched Colorado in the mouth. By the time the Buffs got off the canvas, the bell had rung and the judges had gone home. CU Nebraska wasn't just a game, it was a referendum on the Coach Prime method. Played out on a national stage, a true freshman quarterback and a primarily homegrown offensive line. This would be Dominic Raiola and the Huskers, playing at home, ran for 149 yards and gave up zero sacks. The team with the senior signal caller and five new linemen who'd only been starting together for a fortnight, that's Colorado, netted 16 yards on the ground and gave up six sacks on the evening. It needs to be pointed out that sacks in college football are counted as negative rushing yards, so the 16 yards sounds even worse than it really was, but it wasn't good. Keeler goes on to write, the transfer portal is a finisher, a garnish, not a base. The football programs with staying power stayed there the old-fashioned way, by growing and nurturing a unit together. This was what I said about Deion when he was the sensation of college football and sports in general last fall. I said, it's interesting. It's not boring. I want to see how it plays out. Well, it's starting to come apart at the seams. After the Oregon game, when Oregon whooped him, good. Oregon, 2023 postgame, Deion, quote, you better get us now. Nebraska, 1 year later, hold our beers. Great writing. Kids, this is how you do it. Succinct, economy of words, straight to the point. No wonder Deion wanted him banned from covering the team in person. He's too good. Shedeur Sanders said after the game, why would we keep running the ball if, okay, we're out there and we're in a situation where it's a must get and we won't get it? Writes Keeler, they don't get it. They may never get it. Deion Sanders, the player, could outrun the football gods and dare them to keep pace. Coach Prime cannot. At some point, all that empty catches up with you. Brilliant stuff. One more thing on this. Jake Shapiro, writing for DenverSports.com, has quite the doozy. Deion Sanders, Sanders's team didn't take the time to learn the mere 35-word fight song at Colorado, in which the last five words are all the same. Fight, 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 fight. We saw no fight when Colorado tried to defend a large lead against Stanford in 2023, and there was very little fight when the team lost seven of the last eight games. A year later, and the offensive line still doesn't fight for each other. A year later, and the fight song doesn't even play in the stadium after the quarterback throws a touchdown. Wait, why? Deion Sanders told the band they couldn't play the fight song if his son, Shedeur, scores a touchdown because he wants them playing his son's own rap song called Perfect Timing after his touchdowns. They told me bust down my AP Perfect Timing. Got them baguettes up on my neck, I stay shining. It's never hot around, my jewelry changed the climate, ice. I went and got that new Maybach, I still grinding. They told me bust down my AP, perfect timing. Okay, I'm repeating this. I don't know what AP stands for. The AP grades? The advanced placement test? There's some naughty words in here that are starred out in the lyrics I found. These bleeps can't bleep with me. Yeah, they lying. I ain't even hit my peak. I ain't trying. 100K for a signing. Okay. What they pay, they pay. A bleep got reminded one more time. In your city, we know Liddy. We handle these blank like every time. Face card pretty, yeah. Take her out to dinner and wine. She ain't never had a blank with all this motion, fall in line. She said she need me. She know I handle business every time. You know who's playing this song? Not just the Colorado stadium ops instead of their fight song. Opposing teams like Nebraska cutting a rug, dancing and laughing in their locker room after wins like this. It's only 2 weeks in. Hang in there, Colorado. It's a long swim to the end of the season. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great Tuesday, and we will see you next time. Football is back. And so is winning season at MyBookie. NFL, college football, and a brand new cash-out system give you options on how to bet and to win all season long. First two legs of your parlay hit? Great. Get out while the getting is good. Cash out and use the funds on another bet. Or let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Use early cash outs as a tool to stay in control of the action at MyBookie. To get started, go to MyBookie.ag now and register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. Just use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. And for a limited time, a free chip to use in the MyBookie casino. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno is elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised Racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno is elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised Racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.